Keith Peters reporting. Christian relief groups are feeling the pain of President Trump's dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Trump administration's gutting of USAID is directly affecting the work and ministry of many faith-based organizations, including Samaritan's Purse, World Vision, World Relief, and Catholic Relief Services. As Christianity Today reports, most of USAID's budget goes to grants for projects, including local Christian health clinics and orphan care. On its website, World Relief says the federal funding cuts are putting its refugee outreach and life-saving programs at risk. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More tariffs are coming from President Trump.
These tariffs involve steel and aluminum.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
What about aluminum, sir?
Aluminum, too.
The tariffs include Canada and Mexico. On Air Force One, on his way to the Super Bowl, the president also said he would announce reciprocal tariffs probably tomorrow or Wednesday, meaning the U.S. would impose import duties on products in cases where another country has levied duties on U.S. goods.
If they are charging us 130% and we're charging them nothing, it's not going to stay that way.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says a precarious ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas should be canceled if Hamas doesn't release all the remaining hostages it's holding in Gaza by midday on Saturday. In comments to reporters as he signed a series of executive orders, Trump said it was ultimately up to Israel. The president added that he feared that many more of the hostages are dead. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 167 points, the Nasdaq rose 190, the S&P advanced 40. This is SRN News. Google abandons DEI.
The world's most popular search engine says it will no longer pursue a diversity, equity, and inclusion program that, amongst other things, sought to promote the LGBT agenda. Google joins numerous other leading corporations, including some of Silicon Valley's biggest names, in stepping back from DEI, even as President Trump declares war on the concept within the federal government. Target made a similar announcement earlier this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During last week's visit to the U.S., Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with evangelical leaders. Among those in attendance were former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's President Trump's pick to be ambassador to Israel. John Hagee of Christians United for Israel was also there. The meeting was a reminder that Christian Zionists are among Israel's strongest supporters in the U.S., and they wield considerable influence as Mr. Trump begins his second term. This is SRN News. The penny may be headed for oblivion.
President Donald Trump says he has directed the U.S. Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the rising cost of producing the one-cent coin. The U.S. Mint reported losing $85.3 million in the 2024 fiscal year on the nearly 3.2 billion pennies it produced. But doing away with the penny could pose challenges for business owners and employees nationwide.
Keep the penny.
It is unclear whether Trump has the power to unilaterally eliminate the lowly one-cent coin. Currency specifications, including the size and metal content of coins, are dictated by Congress.
That's correspondent Mike Pizzoli reporting. The move by Trump's the latest in what has been a rapid-fire effort by his new administration to exact sweeping change through executive order and proclamation. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.